Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hi, chappers, back in that London.
You all right?
Yeah, all right. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Very good.
Yeah. Thanks for your text last night about Derren Brown.
That's all right.
How amazing was that last night?
It was brilliant, wasn't
How does he do that? I was getting texts from my mates going, please tell me you know how Derren Brown did that. Just because I sometimes do the lottery doesn't mean I was in on it in any way.
Were you in on any meetings about it at all?
No. And they completely ignored it on BBC One.
Did they?
Yeah. Didn't even mention it.
I wish you'd have done it instead of OJ Simpson or whatever he was.
OJ Borg. But thanks for your text. Anyway, I know, that would have been a good one last night.
It would
have
been, yeah.
Yeah.
It would have lifted it for me.
Mm. Any idea how he did it? Did you watch it, Becky?
Well, how am I, out of everybody, supposed to know how he did it?
Well, I just thought you would have a kind of theory.
Because you're an expert. You're an expert in ping pong balls. Well, that was the thing, wasn't it?
I've done the table tennis forte yet.
The question we're being asked most on the text today, like from people like Ryan in London, is can we have the Swanee Whistle Kelis milkshake again? A lot of love for this. This was on Oh What's Occurring yesterday. The question was, what was this track? Played on the one that doesn't speak Swanee Whistle. People love this, chappers. And the answer was Milkshake by Kelis. Here it is. I don't know why you love it so much, but you do. And it's now for free on the podcast at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Look at the little smile of pride that crosses the one that doesn't speak his lips when it starts
smile.
Playing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's true, actually. Niggle, off of Siren Test, has been on saying, have you noticed how Derren Brown has developed a kind of nervous nodding twitch? Is it part of the trick?
Yeah, I noticed that. And also,
Nervous, wouldn't you?
His eyebrows went up a couple of times when a couple of the balls came out.
What does it all mean?
Exactly.
And Stephen, off of Actual Stockton, as he puts it, has been on saying, I loved Dating in the Dark last night. Did you see it?
No, I missed it.
Oh, there was a football match. There were several, weren't there?
Yeah, I was kind of monitoring all the sport, really.
Stephen says, "Is it how much was that the last girl completely out of that guy's league?" Yeah, that's the thing, you see. They were all getting on really well in the dark, and then the lights went on, and he saw her, she saw him, and yes, it's fair to say that she was a lot better looking than him.
So what did she do then?
But if they want to meet again and go on a proper date, one of them has to go to the drawing room in the house and wait for them. But the other person can decide to walk and never see them again out the front door. But she turned up, probably because she felt bad.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice, you see. So it's not a shallow show after all.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Do you know what I think we should start doing again, or you should start doing? We haven't done this for a couple of years. Sending presents to celebrities in the hope that we'll get some kind of thank you letter back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we did get one back, didn't we?
Did we?
Wasn't it from Jodie Kidd?
Was it?
Yeah.
I know I'm replying to everything you say with another question, but...
You don't remember this.
Don't I? No, I don't.
Stop it.
No, I don't.
Didn't we send her a heart-shaped muffin tray? And we got a... Remember? No. You don't remember?
I remember. Didn't we send Britney Spears a breast pump?
Yes.
I remember that.
Well, that's obvious then. You'd always send a thank you card for a muffin tray, but never a breast pump.
Why?
That's just not the done thing.
I've explained before, breast pumps can be very useful.
Very useful.
But a breast pump is not a thank you card level of present.
I'd like to point out she was pregnant at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is, actually.
Knowing you two, you might not have considered that. You'd just send it anyway.
I'd like to start doing it again, please, because I've noticed there are some quite interesting celebrity birthdays coming up.
Okay.
Okay? Will you send them out?
Maybe.
Okay.
Go through the list and I'll say tray or pump.
All right.
Okay. No, I think we should send them something different.
Oh, okay.
Well, tray and the pump.
You had to send them one or the other.
No, that's so 2 or 3 years ago, that.
Well, it depends. Do any of them on there need a breast pump? I don't know.
Amy Winehouse? Amy Winehouse. She's coming up September 14th. So we need to work out what to send to her.
Well, we haven't got much time for that one. Is that next week? Yeah.
I might have to be next day delivery.
Now, here's the thing. Will Smith is coming up, his birthday on September the 25th. And remember recently,
he has headed notepaper.
He's got headed notepaper, and he sent me a nice thank you note to say thanks to, for interviewing me. Mm. So he's a very polite man. So I reckon we'll get something back from him if we send. Simon Cowell, October 7th. Breast pump, yes. Katy Perry, October 25th. I think muffin tray.
See you.
Or something new that we decide.
All right, I'm quite happy to send her a muffin tray.
And Kelly Osbourne, towards the end of October, October 27th.
Oh, she can just have the talking book, I think.
Were you... Oh, yeah, that could be a good present for you. When she came in the other day, did you get the impression she was the kind of person that would send a thank you letter back if you should send her a present?
No, but her mum might send you something in a box.
That's true, depending on what the present was you sent her. I think most people know that story, don't they?
Yeah.
Mingan. Okay, right, just something to think about, that's all, Chopper, all right?
All right, yeah. Radio 1
Podcast. I remember exactly what happened with the breast pump now. Do you remember, before we sent it to Britney Spears, we got it out and tried it.
Oh.
Yeah, we used it beforehand.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm. I think it was just the once. And then we were just debating whether to still send it or not.
It's just looking like, did we ever do that?
I think we did, yeah.
It does ring a bell, yeah.
Yeah. Is it all coming back to you now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, loads of people texting in now going, I'll have a muffin tray and send you a thank you note, like Katie in Newcastle and Dan in Flitwick. Thing is, once you start sending out the muffin tray, you can't just do it for every listener's birthday willy-nilly. We'll be here a while. But I'm thinking, definitely Amy Winehouse, if we get some kind of next-day delivery on the go. September 14th is the nearest one, so we need to get on with this quite soon.
Do you think we'll get a thank you?
I think if we send her the right kind of thing, she'll be on board. So let's have a little think about that. In fact, I think I might have something. Me and the one that doesn't speak have got a little idea for this. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, we're going to start sending celebrities birthday presents again in the hope we get a thank you letter back. We only ever got one back and then we kind of gave up. You know Amy Winehouse?
Although we did get a thank you card off Lily Allen.
That's
true. Without actually sending her anything.
Oh, yeah, see, we promised.
Just when she came in.
Didn't we promise her a muffin tray?
I think we might have done, yeah.
Yeah, and she sent a thank you letter saying thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
We didn't even send one, that's bad.
Anyhow, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, you know how she is mad keen on golf.
Right.
Well, she might be.
Right.
But I don't think, because she's busy... I don't think she has much time to practice.
Okay.
Here's the answer.
Oh, no, you missed that putt again. You probably don't have enough time to practice.
You know what it's like? You missed that putt again.
Yeah, I know.
You can have more time to practice your putting with the Potty Putter, the amazing new toilet time golf game that lets you practice your putting on the potty.
That's right. It's the amazing new toilet time golf game, which I think will be perfect for Winehouse's birthday coming up on September 14th.
The Potty Putter.
It's the Potty Putter.
Your Potty Putter comes with its own putting green, made of the same professional carpet found at miniature golf courses.
See?
Right.
So it's like a kind of bath mat. So you sit on the loo, right? And it's like a kind of bath mat, but it's made out of the same materials that they make a lot of golf courses out of.
Right.
Okay? And it's got a hole.
Do you mean grass? That's what they make golf courses out of.
Oh, I mean the...
You mean the matting that's used for, like, pitch and putt and crazy golf and all of that?
I know golf courses are man-made, but not with, like, fake stuff.
It'd be good if they were.
Right, okay.
Okay. Got me so far.
Yes.
It's good.
Now, practice your putting every time you take care of your other business. Just aim and shoot the ball into the cup.
So you've got a hole, you see, and you've got a putter about the size of a ruler. And what you do is you're on the loo, you just bend over, and then you just putt away and try and get in the hole.
If you put it that hard, though, it's...
That's the trouble. It's going to go over to the bath, and then what happens? What do you do then? You have to get up.
The putter is the size of a ruler.
Yeah. It's only like a really tiny game, which you can play while you're, like he says, doing your other business.
In no time, you'll shave strokes from your game. Just choke up on your putter and sink the ball over and over again.
It has got potential to go really wrong, this, hasn't it?
But how do you get the ball back?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, no, I think it's relying on the fact that you're going to get it in every time, but then you have to ask the question, if you can get it in every time, why do you need the potty putter?
Well, yeah, exactly.
When you're bored in the bathroom, you rush, and that's unhealthy. But with the potty putter, you'll take the time to play with your putter. It's the most satisfying way to practice your game.
You know, you don't want to rush. It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
That's why you take the Daily Star in.
Well, yeah, I think I'd just rather sit there and read something than anything else.
Oh, come on, you would love a potty putter.
This is really good exercise, though. Mm.
Your potty putter is the perfect gift for the man on the go. He'll relax and think of you every time he practices putting.
So you can send that to Amy, OK, and she will think of you every time she is putting.
I don't want Amy to think of me every time she's sat on the loop
putting. This vision of this massive Amy Winehouse with a massive beehive on the loop. Having a little putt. Oh, no, it's gone over by the bath again. Anyway, I think that's what we need to send, OK? So I'm going to get one if you send it.
I'll send it to her, yeah.
So many people have got them, though.
Yes. Look at this.
Well, can one of them explain to me then? Because it must be very annoying. If you get the ball in first time and you're halfway through doing what you're doing on the toilet, you have to kind of stop what you're doing on the toilet to go and get the ball back.
Yes. Lauren in Nottingham. Well, maybe people explain. Lauren in Nottingham, my boyfriend got the one for his birthday. It's ridiculous but amazing at the same time.
Oh, no. Martin in Morpeth makes his dog collect a ball when he misses.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
It is quite difficult to putt in a cramped toilet, says Martin.
Yeah.
But his dog collects the ball, which I like. So I can't believe so many people have got one. Right, that's what we need to get. I'll get on it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Why are you pretending to putt now, please?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to work out how I would swing my club.
He's just trying to work out if he's got enough room in his bathroom.
Yeah.
Surely you've got a magnificent bathroom, though, chappers.
I think it will, yeah. No, I haven't got a magnificent bathroom. I've got a very average bathroom.
I bet
bathroom.
You're the kind of person that's got two sinks, haven't you?
No. I have one. I've never really understood why you would have two sinks.
I never get that either.
To be honest.
No.
So you can have loads of space for your products and then the man just goes to the other sink. And there's all his, like, shaving bits in
I
the
think
other
you have
sink.
To be properly posh to have two sinks.
Don't you just have, like, a cupboard where you keep everything?
Yeah.
And a sink.
Some people are saying your natural swing is left to right, not back to front. So how does that work on the loo?
Well, yeah, No, it's right to left, yeah. Is your natural... If you're right-handed...
See, I don't know what I'm talking about, so you can help me out on this.
But I'm just going to bump into the toilet roll holder when I do it.
But it all depends on where your toilet is in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Really.
If it's in the middle of the room, you'll be all right, but who has that?
But Johnny in Bath says you always have to putt left-handed because there is always a wall to the right for paper. That's not necessarily...
That's not true.
No, mine's on the left.
I'm interested about
Let's
Becky's,
not go
Becky's
to the left or right.
Becky's toilet being in the middle of her bathroom, like a toilet in the round.
Yeah,
the equivalent of the current U2 tour.
You know, like you sometimes get baths in the middle of the room. I wondered if
Nobody
you ever had feature toilets.
Nobody on earth will have their bog in the middle of their bathroom. Surely,
I'd like to see it.
I don't know. It's like you could get a feature bath.
Something like Craig David, Jay-Z. More than Craig, maybe. Also, Tucker off the M1's been on.
I have a really wrong image of Becky just sat in the middle of the bath.
Tucker says there's a worrying amount of clapping at the end of the potty putter advert, if you listen again.
When you're bored in the bathroom, you rush, and that's unhealthy. But with the potty putter, you'll take the time to play with your putter. It's the most satisfying way to practice your game.
Has he got an audience?
Is that applause?
Yeah, it's people going like that. Maybe he was in the round also. People all around him just clapping away.
Podcast.
Wow. Quite a few people. Some of our listeners, posh ones, have got two sinks. Sorry, basins. Not allowed to call it. Sinks are in the kitchen. Ellie, 14. She's got...
What do you mean? Sinks are in the kitchen.
There's those people texting and going, no, they don't call them sinks. They're only sinks if they're in the kitchen. They're called basins in the bathroom.
Oh.
I tell you what I would like. You know you've made
myself
it.
From saying
you know you've made it when you've got two loos. You see them on all those property programmes. Amazing.
You mean like a downstairs and an upstairs?
No, I mean in the same place.
Did you get my picture message the other week when I texted you of two loos? When I went into a shopping centre and I went into a cubicle and there was two loos, I sent you a picture.
Is that for couples who go together?
I don't know, but it does happen. But only for rich and famous people.
You wouldn't want that, would you?
I know. I seem to remember that Mel B has two loos. In
next to each other?
In her Hollywood mansion, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to come round to yours and have you sat next to me on your throne whilst I sat on mine.
I wouldn't want you to.
Putting together. Are you sure the Mel B one wasn't a B-day?
I know, I think it's definitely Toulouse. Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. Also, the manufacturers of the Potty Putter have been on.
Yes.
Saying they've got an amazing new product coming up, which we will like.
Right.
More stuff you can do whilst you're in the potty. In the next few weeks, they're going to let us know. Right, it's 5 to 5 on Radio 1.
They're going to let us know. Mm-hmm. Is it golf-related?
It's another sport.
Oh, right, OK.
It's not swimming, is it?
No.
Ugh.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Here's the posh Radio 4 lady with your inquiries this week.
Hello, Scott. Hello, everyone. Last week, you mentioned the possibility of a listen with Chappers reading Miley's book that we could download off the webpage. I'm being an exceedingly blonde bint and can't find it, or it's not there. Please advise. Many thanks and love you, Joe, in that Milton Keynes.
Well, Joe, you haven't done the whole thing yet. The whole reading out of Miley's
takes a bit of time.
Book. I think there might be some kind of copyright issue there.
I think you might be right, yeah.
But he has done some of the book.
Kids are so mean sometimes. When I was 9, these girls at school would sing Achy Breaky Heart while dunking my head in a toilet. Whatever. They were just jealous. Their dads weren't awesome singers like my dad.
It is on the podcast. Try and find it. It's there somewhere, isn't it, Becky? From last week. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Still on the website.
It'll say in the podcast, the Miley Cyrus one, and the little description thing, you'll be able to see it.
So it's on there somewhere, the Chappers talking
it's
book
there somewhere.
Of Miley.
What I mean is, you won't have to listen to all the podcasts to find the Miley Cyrus one, it will be labelled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hope that answers your question, Joe. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that spoke once, and the PR4L. I couldn't help but notice how much Becky talks about cheese, so I was wondering, what is Becky's favourite cheese? Emma from Paisley, off of Scotland, X.
I haven't got a favourite because I love them all.
They're all good.
Probably blue cheese. The only cheese I wouldn't ever eat is cottage cheese because I don't trust it.
That's ridiculous.
You don't trust it?
That is ridiculous.
No, I just don't like the way it's sort of...
Still a cheese.
No, it's not. It's just like juice with loads of little bits.
I love
like
a bit
it.
Of cottage, me. It's my favourite. How
don't,
can you...
Don't trust it. I don't know. It's just...
I had it today.
You have it almost every day.
I loves it.
I'm with Becky on cottage cheese.
Next.
Is the one that doesn't speak available for bookings? Sophie, on way to Derby.
What do you want to book the one that doesn't speak for? Maybe it's for the swanning whistle.
Yeah, it might be.
People are loving this. Imagine he turns up at your event.
Good at weddings.
Really good. There's money to be made here. One that doesn't speak. He is available.
Yes. We got offered a... Me and Dave got offered a gig somewhere.
Playing the swanny whistle.
No, recently. But Dave can't do it, but I can. And so I'm wondering, I don't want to do it on my own.
Here's
I'm wondering whether I take the one that doesn't speak.
You're looking at him.
With his swanny whistle to replace Dave.
Honestly, that would be a crowd pleaser.
Do you think?
Absolutely.
Right, well, we'll have a think about
it. Get onto that one that doesn't speak. Seriously. Don't accept less than half of the money. Next.
Dear Scott, I know you are generally sports illiterate, but was wondering if you'd been watching any of the US Open. After all, Andy Murray is a Scot, too. If so, have you noticed how incredibly rude tennis players are?
They are, actually, aren't they?
Ball boys and ball girls run all over the court to retrieve the balls and politely hand these over. But when the players decide they don't want one, they don't hand it back, but just drop it for someone else to pick up. And when the players want a towel, they never say please, but just point or grunt, then throw it back when finished.
Rude.
Is it just tennis players who act like this, or all stars? Is your studio run in much the same way? I can imagine Becky being the ball girl to your prodigious talent, running around to get you CDs and tea, which you just throw on the floor once finished with.
Not at all.
But I'm not sure how Chappers fits into this radio tennis fantasy. Any ideas? Love ya, Tom.
Tom, that's absolutely not what happens in here.
You're quite tidy compared to some of the presenters I've worked with.
Who's the untidiest?
Coxie's a bit like that. You give her a bit of paper and she just throws it on the floor. And it's like at the end, it's like working with a hamster because she's just got like, you try to get to her and there's just paper.
Well, she goes on her wheel.
All over the floor.
Okay.
No, well, it's not like that. Here we always say please and thank you for tea and
coffee, don't we?
But that, Tom is right. The towel thing winds me up big time with tennis players.
Because they just grab it
and then just throw it back at the ball boy or girl without a please or a thank you.
It's like footballers. When they're doing the throw and someone has the ball, they don't say thanks either, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, they should.
When they do what? Sorry, say that again.
Having a throw.
Having a throw, yeah.
Oh, it's confirmed. Mel B does have two toilets.
Not a B-day.
Not a B-day. As you could have been right there. She says it's for her when her friends come round, so they can go to the loo together and chat.
She just emailed you, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's just been on. Melby@hotmail.com. No, she hasn't. It's a girl called Sarah off Essa. She just knows. Anything else you want to know from the PR4L, we'll answer it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we need to give this person some advice. Here's one we missed out from Dear Scott earlier because we didn't have time. The PR4L. Right, listen to this. Important.
Dear Scott, can you please help me with some matters of the heart?
Oh, that's what we're really
good
at.
That's the right place.
Hello. Okay, go ahead.
There is a girl I like who often drinks in the same pub as me. I don't know what her name is or who she is, but she's very hot. I'm too shy to go over and talk to her, and also thought that might make me seem a bit creepy.
You're allowed to go and talk to people, aren't you?
Yeah.
It is a bit scary, though, doing that.
But it doesn't make you...
What, going up to someone and talking to them? No.
Doesn't make you creepy.
No, but there are some people... If you go over to her and then don't say anything, that's creepy. If you just sort of stand there, that's really creepy. But if you're talking and...
But don't you find there are some people that are just not approachable because they're hot? You can't...
You'd know what this is like, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, there giving are yourself you, an eight yesterday or whatever it was.
There are some people that you wouldn't ever dare go and talk to because you just think that, out of my league.
Would
Definitely.
You?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I watched a film yesterday where one of the characters gets a waiter to send a drink over to a girl on another table. She looks over to him when the drink arrives. He raises his eyebrows seductively, and the next thing you know, they're pashing each other. Do you think this could work in real life?
God.
And what drink should I send over? I thought something sophisticated, like a pina colada. Please help. Richard.
Well, Richard.
How do you raise your eyebrows seductively? Well, how do you raise your eyebrows, actually? But, I mean, how do you raise... Is it like...
I'm not going to do it for you now. I can't.
Becky, how do... Oh, no, the one that doesn't speak's doing it at me.
Doing
it. Oh, he's done that before.
He really has.
Ew.
Swanny whistle in hand, eyebrows raised. Hello, girls.
Hello, my darling. Look at him giving his... That's really weird. Do it again. That's what it's like.
He worked better with his milkshake one.
But he does it in time to the music, look.
That is good.
That is clever.
No, he just looks like the kids on the chocolate advert.
What?
Chocolate advert with the eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, back to Richard. Sorry, we're not giving you love advice. I don't know whether that just works in TV shows or films. What do you think?
Does that happen in real life? No one's ever done that to me.
No, I mean
the eyebrows.
I've never just been sat there, and all of a sudden it's like the man over there would like to give you this drink. I've never had that at all, ever.
That's happened to you?
Yeah, once. Yeah.
Was it just someone at the bar?
I can't remember whether this was a conversation we had off air or on air.
I'd rather it stayed off air.
Oh, okay.
Is it a famous?
No.
Oh.
Didn't this happen recently?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, so...
Don't let me, the one that doesn't speak, out of it.
It's nothing.
Didn't...
Write it down. Who did it? Who gave it to you?
I don't know.
Wasn't a note sent over to your table?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know who... Still,
no. What did the note say?
I have a drink. Here's a drink.
But it didn't come from one person, though, did it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, what should Richard do? Should he try it?
I've never done it, so I don't know. And it's never happened to Becky. So
I'd
the only
really
person
like
it's happened
it
to
if
is
it
you.
Did happen.
Here's the thing, right? When I went out with the Hoff a while ago, about a year ago, he had two dinners. Because sometimes he's a big man. He likes to have two dinners at the same time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, right, look at you, two dinners, Dave. All right. So he didn't fancy all of his two dinners.
Right.
And he quite fancied some girls kind of over the other side of the restaurant. So he called a waiter over, this is no joke, and went, hey, can you replate this and send it over to the girls over there?
Oh, no.
So they got him, he got him to put it on a different plate. Yeah. It was a sausage and mash dish.
Right.
They used to do that in the pub I worked at, put a bit of extra gravy on as if no one would notice. It's horrible behaviour.
What, if someone said, can you send that over to those girls? No one did that.
There are two things there. First, they'll think he's a fat knacker for having two dinners in the first place.
He's the hoff.
And then secondly, he's sending them over a doggy bag of his rejects.
I wouldn't take a second-hand roast, even if it was from the hoff.
It wasn't a doggy bag, it was replated. On a hot plate.
That makes it all right, does it?
I wonder. Well, it didn't work for him because they went, yeah, cheers. So,
but I think a drink's different.
A drink is slightly different to sending over your tea.
I think I bet lots of people on the text would have done this, sent a drink over. I think that's fine. Don't send over your leftover food would be my tip.
Right, thanks.
Replate that and send it to them girls, those pretty ladies over there. Seriously. Anyway, I hope that helps. Send a drink. Don't send bangers and mash. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Send me your scores, please, as per usual, on 81199. It's Harvey Much.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, let's get on with this. There's lots to get through today, so let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Darren Brown?
Yeah.
Did that amazing thing on television last night where he predicted the national lottery numbers and got them all right.
All six.
How did he do that? Well, he's going to explain, isn't he, on Friday night on Channel 4. He's going to explain exactly how he did it. Now, we went down Stupid Street earlier, okay, and we met five people who are convinced they know how Darren Brown did that last night.
No.
My question to you. How many of the five gave us a plausible explanation?
None.
You have no faith in these people.
I don't really know.
What do you mean? One that could have had actually happened?
Yeah.
Two.
All right, then.
Why are you laughing at me, chappers?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's see what the people of Stupid Street think. How did Darren Brown do that last night?
How do you reckon he did it?
No idea. You've got lovely eyes.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Right, see, no idea at all. Just fancied Fiona, who was...
She does have amazing eyes, though.
Does have
just
good
to
eyes.
Add, I fancied her eyes yesterday. They're incredibly
they are good.
Blue.
Next.
Yeah, say it was a live, right. You know, like a live programme. But it wasn't actually, it was probably like a minute delayed, but obviously the audience wouldn't have known about it, and
right, brilliant. No, that
isn't plausible.
Not plausible in any way. It was all live. Next.
It took a year to do it, so I think he must have been doing some kind of equation, rounding up, looked at all the previous numbers.
Chances of what number comes out and how often.
But I don't know how he got it in order, though. That was
on another level of spectacularness, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But wasn't the order just in ascending numerical order?
Yes.
I don't know how he did that.
Oh, no. I mean, if that confused them, they've got no chance of working out how he actually did it, ever.
That's not plausible either.
It's the difference between analogue and digital signals. It's that simple. There's a delay.
Okay.
Analogue signals are instant, digital signals are delayed. That's how he got the numbers.
Sounds like he knows what we're talking about. Doesn't.
He's relying on the people that watch Channel 4 on analogue not to dob him in.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a lot of people.
Yeah, it is quite a lot. Next.
I don't know, I reckon it was staged. I reckon maybe it's the show was like recorded before. So like I don't really know.
That's right, the show was recorded before the lottery draw. That's how he did it.
Yeah, amazing. Isn't he good, that Darren Brown? Right, these girls as well, I know. These girls absolutely love Darren. Listen.
Because I watched this other show when he was testing people. Basically, he was giving out a newspaper article. And all throughout the show, before he'd done it, he was telling them Daily Mail, Daily Mail. But no one actually picked up that he was putting that into a sentence. And then that woman, like, subconsciously, chose the Daily Mail.
Yeah. That's right.
OMG.
OMG to her.
She sounded a bit like Timmy Trendy.
She does sound a bit like Timmy Trendy. She was bang on trend. Good. Chappers, I mocked you. You were right. No plausible explanations for how Darren Brown did that last night.
Can you just do the explanation from the girls again?
Do you want that again?
Yeah, the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've watched this other show when...
Oh, not that one.
Yeah, no, that's the one I read.
Because
right.
I've watched this other show when he was testing people. Basically, he was giving out a newspaper article. And all throughout the show, before he'd done it, he was telling them Daily Mail, Daily Mail. But no one actually picked up that he was like putting that into a sentence. And then that woman, like, subconsciously, chose a Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
I love that woman.
I love that woman.
Yeah.
That subconsciously chose the Daily Mail. Right. Chappers gets the point, yes.
Oh! What's the
curtain? Next one. You know Ruth Corden?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, she's lovely.
She is. She is the sister of actual James Corden.
I like the way she randomly pops up on things with him.
Yeah, she's on Chris Moyle's show, earlier. Has the most amazing laugh. And laughed her way through most of it earlier today.
Here's another one.
Okay. Here's my question.
She was on earlier this week, Tuesday. Yeah.
But for how long did Ruth laugh for during the whole interview?
Oh, it was ages. She found everything funny. That's why I like her.
Yeah.
30 seconds?
Chappers?
How long's each laugh? 14.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's James Corden's sister with her amazing laugh. This might get annoying when you put them all together, even though it is a good laugh. And we
here's another one. Duncan and Boo. I can imagine.
Oh, God. Right, the answer...
I so want to be her friend.
I know. The answer was 1 minute 54. I'm not going to play you all of it. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's the curtain?
Sorry, she just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Now, you know you reading out celebrities' autobiographies?
Yeah.
I love your face when it's about you, Chappers.
What? Why?
The anticipation of what's coming next.
Of what horror is about to descend upon me.
You did the Miley Cyrus one.
Yeah.
Didn't you? A bit of Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
And then what we do, sometimes we slow them down to make you sound a little bit worse for wear.
I'm not into old grey and crusty. They don't want someone with saggy boobs.
Makes you sound good.
Thanks.
Slow them down a bit. Now, earlier, we did a special interview with Leona Lewis.
Right.
Okay, now, we did this interview. Well, you did, actually.
Right.
We just played clips of you slowed down, unknowingly to her. Okay?
Right, good.
So...
Thanks very much.
Oh, that was such a glare!
So...
Why would you do that?
Because it's good.
She's really nice, is Leona Lewis.
She is lovely, and... Well, so, here's my question... How long do you think lovely Leona stayed on the phone with you? She doesn't know, by the way, that you're slowed down and a bit blah, 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 reading out sections of different people's autobiographies. How long do you think she stayed on the phone for?
Not very long, surely. She has better things to do. 18 seconds.
Becky.
I think she's really nice, and I think she just put up with him for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A minute.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So we got the clips of Chappers, slowed them down, and then we spoke to Leona. You're right. It's going to be Chappers from the show who's interviewing Leona today. Is that okay?
Chappers. Right, okay. I'll let her know. I'll just pop her through.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's up? Are you all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Working hard.
Yes, I am. It's really exciting.
Whatever. I planned a fairy tale wedding to the wrong man. I like young and fresh.
That's very pleasing.
OMG, you are so cute.
Oh, thank you.
It's important to have a great bra.
Yes.
Kids are so mean sometimes. When I was 9, these girls at school would sing Achy Breaky Heart while dunking my head in a toilet.
Really? That's so weird.
Whatever. Am I pretty?
Yes. So hot.
Shut up.
My gosh.
Attracted to me?
Yes, I am. I had to, like, cool myself down a bit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't uncomfortable in any way, shape or form, was it?
I enjoy you being slowed down. The answer was 1 minute 31. 1 minute 31. You're right there.
Tavis's face.
So, Becky sadly wins today's Oh, What's Occurring.
Was she flirting with me towards the end?
Yeah.
Oh!
Whatever.
Radio 1 Podcast.
And now the posh Radio 4 lady. And we'll tell you what you want to know once she's read it all out on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, I'm just listening to you talk about grandparents on the podcast. My nan and granddad watch WWF wrestling all the time. If it's on past their bedtime, they record it and watch it the next morning. They've always done this, so I've never thought anything of it. But now, thinking about it, I don't think it's normal grandparent behaviour. They're actually properly obsessed. Serena.
Yeah, this is after we're talking about nans playing on their Wiis and stuff.
Yeah.
And their Nintendos.
Let's see what you've
done. And playing Gran Theft Auto. And sometimes Gran Turismo.
Do you actually listen know what please, that, do you know what those games
how
are?
I am. Listen how pleased I am. I know you are. Because I said grand.
I know.
Oh, I love the thought of Nan and Grandad's watching the WWE.
Aren't most of the people that do WWE OAPs anyway?
I don't know. It's not my field of expertise,
no,
to be
old.
Honest. Okay. There's a wide range of ages, I
Before
I
we
think.
Get all... Because I know they've got some hardcore fans. Before they all text in saying, you don't know what you're talking about. No, you're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. No. I'm just asking.
My favourite. Go on.
Is that the one where they smash trays on their head and stuff?
More chairs, I think, rather than trays.
Okay, but I saw one where they'd smash a tray on their head.
It depends what props they have lying around. Mm.
My favourite is that they actually record it and then watch it the next day with their wool bran.
Yeah, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Instead of Jeremy Kyle.
I quite like the fact that they get up.
All the right stuff.
Sit in front of the TV and watch.
I'd rather watch WWE than Jeremy Kyle.
Same. Sometimes it's the same,
isn't it? Not the right stuff, though.
Matthew Wright?
What, would I wrestle him?
would you smack him over the head with a tray?
No, I wouldn't, no.
Oh, he's a really nice man. Would you watch that?
Dare you to smack him over the head with your chair tomorrow when you're on?
I do my own.
Sorry, Matthew, it's for the show. We were talking about wrestling. Watch
go on,
it. See if
dressed.
I can do it.
Go dress a WWE wrestler, small pair of trunks and knee-high boots and a plastic chair.
They'll love it, honestly.
Really?
Fingers will go through the roof.
Maybe not. Next.
Dear Scott, just thought I'd email to let you know that from the 26th of September, it's British Cheese Week. Something important to put in your Filofax. Claire in Cardiff.
Oh, this is amazing news. What? How can we celebrate?
What does British cheese... eat cheese, maybe?
Yeah, can we have
a rough guess?
Can we have cheese every day?
What does British Cheese Week involve?
Just a celebration of cheese,
oh,
I think.
Do you remember when we got that massive edam that was so heavy we couldn't even lift it up?
Oh, God!
Surely that wasn't for British Cheese Week, though.
What, being from Holland?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but it was...
No. Such an idiot sometimes. What is British cheese? Cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Double Gloucester.
Red Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All those.
Cuffley.
Cheshire. Wensleydale.
Yeah. Maybe I could launch my own cheese.
What?
In Cheese Week.
What would that have done?
Would you eat Scott Mills cheese?
No. And please never, ever, ever ask me that question again.
I've tried Alex
I'm being
James's
serious.
One. That's really
I'm
nice.
I'm serious. If I gave you some of my cheese on a biscuit, would you eat it?
No.
Can I have pickle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you will. You will eat my cheese.
If I
launch a cheese. If you can have pickle.
Can you launch a cheese in when is it? 26th of September? Can you launch a cheese?
It takes at least that to mature, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be quite a weak cheese.
Next.
Hey, Scott, Becky, Mark and TOTDS. I hope you're all well, laughing smiley. Mm. I have recently purchased a generic MP4 player that you can touch. Sorry, can't say brand names on air, can you?
No.
That's why I said that, laughing smiley. I recently got an application for it called Fake Caller. This is where you can set the application to fake call you within a certain time or straight away so it appears you're busy. I thought it would be helpful to you, Scott, because you are always pretending to be on the phone, winking smiley. Hope this helps in future sticky situations you need to get out of, smiley. Beth, off of Cornwall, laughing smiley. P.S. Love the show. You make me laugh so much. It's great, smiley.
Thank you. That sounds like the ideal thing for me.
Yeah, it does, but the chance of you being able to work it are minimal.
Yeah, I think I'll just go back to pretending to be on my phone. It's easier.
You'd have to then work your own phone and that and the,
oh, no.
To get
no.
it to fake... Oh,
I've lost interest already. Oh, no, next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Choppy and the one who doesn't speak.
Choppy?
Choppy, I like the other one that called me Mark. That was very nice.
I need your help. I want to know who sings a certain song. The chorus goes something like this. Eh, oh-oh-oh, ah-ah-ah. That's all I can remember. I've only heard it on Edith Bowman and Joe Wiley's show. I think the artist is a woman from Germany. Please help me. Eh, oh, 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 ah, ah, ah. Thank you. Gavin.
Okay. We think it might be... We don't know, but we think it might be this one.
Eh, oh, 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 ah, ah, ah.
That's Necker and Heartbeat. Mm.
Radio 4 Lady cover
that
version.
Works.
Eh, eh, eh. Oh, oh, oh. Ah, ah, ah.
That might be the one.
Could you do Necker, Posh Radio 4 Lady, and the Swanee Whistle?
Oh, that
Ooh,
would be
that's
good.
A live lounge.
That is right there.
That's a live lounge.
It might be that one. It might be this, though.
Eh, oh, eh, ah, eh.
Might be Toxic.
It's not.
Might be.
It might be.
Or
but...
it might be, I'm thinking it might be this. Be Dizzy Rascal, see? Don't know. Anyway, hope that helps. Anything else you need to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Is that true that Martin Platt off Coronation Street's got his own cheese?
What?
Is that true?
What? Do you mean the actor, obviously?
I don't know. It's just saying that Martin Platt's got his own cheese. I'm jealous.
I haven't heard that story.
Is that a storyline?
I've been in Manchester a bit recently. I haven't seen that in the Manchester Evening News.
Coming up tonight on ITV1, Martin gets his own cheese on Coronation Street.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I can't believe how many people met Martin Platt at last week's We're All Food show. Wow.
And there's another one. Where else?
He's been all over the place selling his cheese, willy-nilly.
He was doing cheese signings somewhere at the Bakewell Country Show.
A cheese signing?
Well, I don't think he was signing. I think he was signing a poster that advertises cheese. Anyhow, I found the story. It was in the Manchester Evening News. I just missed it. After playing Nurse Platt in Corrie for 20 years, Sean says he decided on a career change while waiting for new roles, as in acting roles, not well, bread. And he's delighted.
Cheese roles.
Yeah. And he's delighted with his efforts so far.
Right.
The first batch
so it must
of
be easy then.
The first batch of cheese should already be on sale now, and he's hoping to open his own dairy by this month.
Oh, I so want my own cheese.
And it's Saddleworth cheese.
Do you reckon there'd be some cheesemakers on now that can make me my own cheese?
Well, why don't you get cheesemaking advice off Coronation Street's Martin Platt? I'd quite like that.
No, I'm going to cut him out. I just wanted to speak to a cheesemaker.
He's a cheesemaker.
Oh, I thought we just had it made for him.
Did you not listen to what he said?
See, I give up sometimes.
Is it not like with celebrity perfume?
No, he says he's going to get his own dairy.
You were so busy making jokes about cheese rolls that you completely missed the point.
To be honest, I didn't listen.
No.
Is it not like when Britney Spears brings out a new perfume? Curious by Britney Spears, same. He had nothing to do with it. He just smelt it once and went, oh, that's nice, yeah, put my name to that, it's all fine.
So anyhow, so he's got his own dairy, he's making his own cheese saddled with cheese. Why don't you get some cheese making advice from Martin Platt?
Right, I'll do what you said the first time round. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I'm sorry to go on about this, but I've got this idea in my head about celebrity cheese now, and it's just, I'm loving it. Right, let's work out. Right, Tulip, you can join in with this.
Yeah.
Right, if celebrities like perfumes were to start their own cheese range, which ones would you like a taste of? Okay?
Me. Would you eat my cheese? Tulip, go.
Would I eat your cheese?
Yeah, on
God,
a biscuit.
How do you answer
or a
this
cracker?
Question?
No.
If you were a really stinky, squidgy, like mouldy cheese, I would eat it on
amazing.
A cracker.
Okay. Okay. Everybody else, what about Kings of Leon cheese?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Mature.
Yeah.
I think that'd be mature and quite sweaty.
Katy Perry cheese.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Kerry Katona cheese.
Oh, oh my God, no. I'd rather eat your cheese than Kerry Katona's
Thanks
cheese.
Thanks very much for darling.
That's all right.
The Views cheese. Ew.
No.
Remember, they've had
tempting.
The same jeans on. I think that would be quite crumbly, that one. Anyway, thanks, Tulip. Good night. Thanks for saying that.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Tell you cheese Becky would really like, she's just realised.
Rupert Penry Jones, a.k.a. Oh, Henry Penry cheese.
You'd be straight into that.
And his wife, Derv LeKerwin, could do the voiceover for the advert.
More than just a cheese.
This isn't just any cheese.
No, this is my husband Henry Penry's cheese.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.